7, 8. Caffeinated faith with Ray and E. Jesus talk.
Hello there, everybody.
Hi.
How are you doing today?
Good. How are you?
I'm good. Are you as excited as I am because it's number 10?
10th episode?
Yep. And my younger self would say it's double digits. I used to be so proud when I would turn double digits, I'm not going to lie.
Don't they all?
They definitely do.
So we have some cool but serious topics today.
Yeah. It's kind of fun in a sense, too. I guess, if you want to say that. We're going to be talking about movies and cursing.
Yeah, or like any films, Hollywood, you know.
Yeah.
And cursing.
Yeah. And the influence and impact that it could bring to our lives. And we don't realize how much it does that until we actually dive into it.
For sure.
But how were you when you were younger or now with movies?
I wasn't... always into horror movies. There was one point in my life where I was, and I had nightmares and really bad energy from that.
Question on that.
Mm-hmm.
Why would you go back to watching it repetitively if it gave you the nightmares and all that? Or was that after the fact?
Well, I was a kid, so, you know, I feel like you're invincible as a kid. Or you feel like you are, but I soon realized that I didn't like it.
I would say, so you didn't learn from the first time or the second time?
I don't really know how many times I went there, but I knew that, it was definitely a problem.
Mm-hmm.
I did love to watch, like, my Disney shows after school and whatnot, Hannah Montana and
I
all
wish
that.
It all stayed the same, like, how it was back then versus now.
Yeah.
What they put on TV and everything.
True.
They even twist some stuff around now, actually, like, within even the movies and, like the Disney movies and everything, or whatever the case is, they always like twist it around now. They add things in that don't need to be added. That's not for young viewers' eyes.
Yeah. And they always bring up like subliminal messages and, and certain things now. I mean, that would go over our head as a kid, but.
Yeah. There's actually things online where it's like if you Google some secretive stuff that they might have in like the classic Disney movies or whatever the case is, and it's like inappropriate, and I'm just like, oh wow, I've never realized that.
I know. Well, they make it really hard to tell with some of those things.
They did a good job. Now they just put out in plain sight. They don't care anymore.
Yeah.
As for me, I never really was into movies. In my childhood home, you know, Christianity was huge, so my dad and mom never wanted the darkness to come like into our home. They always wanted to portray like Jesus in like the light and everything.
Right.
So they kind of restricted us from watching like horror or scary whatever films, or anything that's not good for your brain to be consuming.
Swearing,
of course, definitely. My mom would always yell at us if she heard like one cuss word on the TV. She goes, "What are you watching?" Like she did not waste a beat or waste any time.
That's a good thing.
It is good, but
still those boundaries.
Yeah, and but I'm more of a series person. I rather watch series than a movie, just because you could stop it anytime you want, and there's more to it, and not just leaving you on cliffhangers.
Like now in your adulthood.
Yeah. Because when I was younger, the only, I guess, aside from like the Lizzie McGuire movie or whatever else, I would always tune into like the Disney movies, and not so much the classics, but like on Disney Channel they had like motocross and double teamed and all that stuff, so like I would watch all that. But yeah.
Movies are really or just TV and Hollywood in general, they can do so much to our brains.
Yeah.
You know, like whatever we watch intently really sticks in your memory and your imagination.
Especially
as a sponge, you know, a sponge brain of a kid.
Yeah.
It can really influence everything. You know, flooding our minds with all that stuff can flood our thoughts, too, even as adults.
And not only just that, I feel like as we watch stuff, like, we never know the intent behind whatever they put in the movie or, like, whatever you're introducing into your home that comes through the screen. All scary movies, I feel like, aren't good to watch, but there's some intense ones that are demonic and that actually do demonic things, like The Conjuring, maybe even Annabelle, if you've seen like, that.
More than others.
Yeah, and that's the type of stuff you don't want coming into your house. Like, I mean, mm-hmm. there's stupid little ones like It. Like, it's just a clown chasing you or whatever the case is. With the, it's just weird, but...
Probably still not good, but I know what you mean. Like the intensity of it. There's yeah. levels of it.
Yeah. So, just, like, whatever you bring into your home, and then that's what fills up your house. And I don't want that type of stuff in my house. Like, I want to be able to come home and feel great and not be, like, scared or, like...
Yeah, I don't want to induce fear. Like, mm-hmm. I've spent so much of my life in fear that, like...
That's a good point.
You know? Yeah, why am I going to sit there and watch things that actually make me overthink and make me fear and a lot of times are demonic and yeah. just... not light for our eyes. Right. We need light for our eyes.
And whenever I do watch scary movies, I honestly never really get scared. I always like laugh instead of jump. Like, mm-hmm. and because sometimes you could always tell like when it's gonna happen or whatever, but like either way, I'm always like laughing. And my husband's like, why are you doing that? That's weird. Like, how are you not scared? And I was like, because I have Jesus. I don't know. I just never took it seriously.
Yeah.
And I think I also thank my parents for that back then. And I'm glad I never filled up my mind with that stuff.
Yeah, you never really took it seriously.
Yeah.
And
not even just that. Just let it affect you. There's, like, other stuff, like the cursing in the movies, sexual content. Mm-hmm. Like, I would feel weird if my mom was in the room and, like, something like something yeah. came on TV like that. I wouldn't want to do that in front, like, see that in front of her.
Mm-hmm.
And I feel like you just shouldn't see that in general, depending, right. I don't know.
Our eyes are passages of light, you know? Mm-hmm. Our eyes can do so much. I always thank God for my eyes. I think it's the coolest thing that he gave us. It's just like, you know, that we can actually see color and see
take everything. Care of your vision, like, guys.
Yes. And what we take in should be good. It really shouldn't defy what God wants in our lives.
Right.
And what we see over and over can be tempting too. Mm. You know, if you're looking at adultery or swearing or anything that can tempt you. For instance, even like a food commercial.
Yeah.
Like, oh, if you see a commercial 5 times of this chocolate bar, you might start to be tempted and maybe actually go get that, you know?
You know what's funny is that, yes, that's happened to me, like laying down in bed and like seeing a commercial of like a Wendy's sandwich come on and I was hungry and I just wanted it. But the commercial, they don't even use the actual food. They use stuff place of the food to like make it look enticing.
Oh my gosh, and they make it look like it's a gourmet meal.
Yeah, and then when you go out to go get it because you're so excited, it doesn't even look like it. Like the cereal that they use on the commercials, it's glue for the milk.
It's a little dinky sandwich when you get it.
It's flattened and like things are coming out. Like, what is that? So it's to fool you guys. Whatever you see on TV, it's not legit, okay?
For real.
Don't fall into it.
Yes. What we allow to come through our eyes should really brighten the mind.
Mm-hmm.
And we have the power to allow what does or does not come through that.
Only let things come into your mind that actually benefit you.
Yes. When God talks about like the light, that means good and like a beneficial influence.
Mm-hmm.
So when we talk about light coming in through our eyes, it's like... where we should only be accepting the good, something that's gonna benefit us.
Yeah.
You know, what are our eyes doing in the dark? We're not really taking much in. The dark as in like, you know, dark. But if it's darkness, like evil, that's even worse.
The light always outshines the dark anyway. Mm-hmm. And so I feel like you'll find a difference in yourself if you do remove all the negativity out of your life.
For sure.
Especially in your everyday, you'll feel more at peace, I feel, and more joyous.
100.
But what's crazy story that came into my mind just now is that one of my friends, I was doing her lashes, and she was she's really good friends with this guy. I guess on YouTube he makes videos of the experiences that he does, like different places and everything, and one of the places is that he wanted to record in was the Conjuring house. And I don't understand why you would want to spend a night in the Conjuring house, but he wanted to spend the night there just to get the experience of videotape, maybe something would happen or whatever the case is. He asked her to go, And I looked at her and I said, that is great, but you're not coming back in my chair.
Count me out.
Yeah. I said, I'm not allowing you back in my chair if you go, because I don't want whatever you're going to experience there, whatever is there. Like, if demonic stuff could come through the TV, imagine if you're actually there. So, like, I don't want that to come to her and then bring her.
Were you really serious when you said that?
Yes. I looked at her and I said, I mean, I'm friends with her, so it's
okay.
It's not like bad or anything, but I was like, yeah, I don't want you to bring whatever you experience, because obviously that could go with you. Yeah. I don't want you to bring that into my chair, into my business, because, like, I obviously don't believe in all that stuff.
Well, that's tough, though, because a lot of your clients, if you don't know them very personal, they who knows what they have around them.
Right.
But instead of fearing that, you need to know that you do have God and Jesus, and he will protect you from all of that as long as you're with him.
But I just want to be extra sure and extra safe. Like
you're trying to convince her.
Yeah, well, she never went, so she obviously chose me over the devil. But it's almost like when you're watching it through the TV, like, I obviously know that I have God and everything and I'll be safe from it, but it's still not good to put on TV and watch. So why is it still good for her to go if, like, or come back into my chair?
Very true.
You know?
How about that passage we both got?
Oh.
Matthew 6, 22 to 23. We both kind of picked that one up for this episode.
Yeah. So hold on. Let me grab that real quick. So
I love this.
It's 22 to 23, right?
Yeah.
So it says, your eye is like a lamp that provides light for your body. When your eye is healthy, your whole body is filled with light. But when your eye is unhealthy, your whole body is filled with darkness. And if the light you think you have is actually darkness, how deep that darkness is.
I love that.
Me too.
And, you know, he's not talking about the actual health of your eye. He's talking about, like, what you let in.
That's a good point. I like the actual health of your eye.
I like how he says that, or I like how it's said like that.
I just like how they always put stuff in the Bible, like how they portray it in, like, the words that they choose to use. But basically, you have to, like, carefully guard your focus and your intentions so that they are directed towards God. You obviously don't want to get distracted away from that. And if whenever you do have it be more directed towards God, you'll be filled with his spiritual light. And so doing that, it would lead you to a life that reflects the goodness of God and his truthfulness and everything. So just try to maintain, like, a godly perspective and focus on things in your life.
100%. Also, sadly, what we see can influence our choices too.
Yeah.
The mind is a crazy thing, and unfortunately, if we allow it to continuously look at the wrong things and hear the wrong things, it really can influence us. Think about a child. How easily they get influenced by these things. But guys, we're still children at heart. We still are learning. We still take in these things.
And especially as a Christian, like, if you are a Christian and you're putting those stuff on, like, it could be scary movies, sexual stuff, or even just the cursing, it could always contradict, like, what your values are and what you obviously long for. And with that, some movies, even shows, it's not just movies, so anything on TV, they could be talking about greed and selfishness and or revenge, and all that contradicts what the Bible says and what you try to not do. So
for real,
you're going against what you believe in. And as you said with the children, it could bring a negative influence, because it could, like, normalize behaviors, and then younger viewers who might not know as much as we do might think that it's normal or, like, okay to do all that.
Gonna drop a bomb, honestly, because honestly what we watch can reflect what we long for in our hearts. And, you know, sometimes we might not mean to do that, but, you know, if you're gonna continuously watching something that you feel conviction by, or you don't think you should, is that really your heart's desire? You know, God knows what your heart's desire is. So you really need to be careful what you're putting in there. And some people also label themselves according to what they watch. It can influence you that much.
What do you mean, label themselves?
So, for example, if, like, men who watch porn.
Okay.
they may label themselves as a sex addict.
Because they always have to watch it.
Yes, but are you really a sex addict, or are you just, you know, are you addicted to that idea instead of trying to be free from that? Mm-hmm. Trying to reach out for help. Mm-hmm. You know, so there are so many things you can, I guess, label yourself. I think people just get too sucked in and too, like, into it where, I don't know, maybe they could relate to, you know, a bad mother on television. And right. Now they're like, oh, I'm a bad mother, you know, yeah. Anything.
Honestly, anything on TV, it's not always real. And
you need to continue telling yourself that.
And teaching your kids that. Because yes. I feel like nowadays people don't really monitor everything that the kids watch. So, yeah. Like, I feel like they're always going to believe everything that they see.
Yeah.
And with that being said, like, as for me, when I watch TV, I don't really watch movies. As we know, I already don't like movies like mm-hmm. that. But when I do watch TV, it's always reality TV. And I know that some people say it's trash TV because obviously, like, they just put anything out there.
Right.
And the shows that I normally watch are, I can't even say this, the Kardashians, which I refer to them as the Kardashians, but.
And why do you refer them to that?
Because Khloe said it on an episode, and that's how I know it's okay to call them that, because she called herself that, so whatever.
So do you feel okay watching these reality shows?
I think because I watched that and, like, the Jersey Shore and everything, I personally know that it's not always real, or
yeah,
like, it could be obviously happening to them, but I'm smart enough to not apply that to my own life. And, like, I feel like young viewers who do watch that don't know that, so they yeah. think that that's okay, or that they're literally learning from them as if that's all their source is.
Yeah, honestly, I watch the Kardashians because
it's entertaining.
It's entertaining. But I honestly love the glamour and the fashion. I know we like that kind of stuff. And also just, like, I like the scenery too. They go all over the world, and I like the architecture of the houses.
You know,
and
what
everything.
I also like about them? I think, I don't know if it's just because I have my own business or whatever, but I love watching the aspect of seeing how Kim runs her business, and it kind of motivates me to, like, okay, mm-hmm. if she could do that, I can. I know the businesses are different, but yeah. between that and, like, how Kylie has hers, like, I like how driven they are, and yeah. so that kind of helps me be like, okay, like, yeah. I could do that too, but only in, like, those aspects, not like, oh my gosh, she was going to, I don't know, whatever they do, they
Yeah.
do kind of stupid things.
I do cringe at how often they swear, but I'm glad that it gets bleeped out.
Yeah.
Right? They bleep it out on Hulu.
Do they? I know on Hulu they're like more open on
some
this
of
one.
It.
But,
yeah.
But that and like Jersey Shore, like nowadays it's cleaner because they're mm-hmm. not doing what they used to do before. Now they travel with their spouses and kids. So it's like literally a family vacation.
Oh.
So yeah. I don't know if you've kept up on that, but
no, I don't.
I just love it.
I do watch like Love is Blind or The Ultimatum, and
The Ultimatum is crazy.
Ultimatum is crazy, and it makes me think about if that's super right. They aren't married yet, which
yeah, but they're intertwining themselves with the other person's like
yeah.
person. So that's weird.
But it's like
in living with them.
It is weird. It is weird. But it's, like, it's a common thing, though, because a lot of couples, like, one person is ready to move on to marriage, and that's very godly, too. So, like, wanting to be married just, like, committed to one person.
It's not godly on what they be doing, though.
No, but if they're not married and they want to just, like, make sure that their person
is right
for yeah, them. Like, yeah, they want to make sure if their person is really right from them. And a lot of them just do it to learn. Like, some of them take it too far and they actually, like, sleep with the other person or this and that. But a lot of them actually go into it with just, like, learning, having a mind. Like, I want to learn to be better from this. So I kind of like that part of it.
I mean, I guess. But it's just weird to me that they, like, commingle with each other's significant others and then they live with them for 3 weeks. Like,
no, it is weird. It's definitely weird.
But Married at First Sight is where I'm at. And that's I've been watching all the seasons, yeah, let me tell you. But yeah, but reality shows, if you're smart enough and like you're in the right mindset, you'd know that you're not going to take everything they say. It's for me it's purely for entertainment,
yeah,
and background noise.
Yeah,
but children or young teens aren't gonna think that way. They're gonna be like, oh yeah, this is what they did, this is what I'm gonna try.
Yeah.
You even see like stupid stuff online, like with TikToks or whatever, about like the Tide Pods, and like they saw that person do it, so it must be okay. So then they try to do it. So like everywhere you look, it's like influencing the kids.
Yeah. If it's, you know, if it's not for the wrong thing, I don't see a problem with it. Like if it's a trend of cleaning or like whatever it may be, but there's so many bad trends out there and bad.
Do you know, have you seen the Tide Pods when they were eating them?
Oh, no.
It's so old. Like that's what I mean. Like kids online. Oh.
Like to get high or something?
I don't know. Ew. What the point of it was. I just remember something about like them consuming a Tide Pods. Then kids were buying Tide Pods and trying to eat them. And I'm like, that's not safe.
Jeez.
So I guess it's like the impact that it has on you.
Yeah. Even something as simple as watching reels, you know?
Yeah.
Anything that your eyes are turned to. You should see how many reels I skip because I'm just like, nope, listen, not good for me. I'm so thankful to be able to have that control, but I flip on them, and now my algorithm's like, you know, much better. It's very godly.
But Christian-based are business stuff.
There are a lot of questionable things. Listen,
the devil doesn't hide anymore. The devil used to hide, but now he's like out there, and now he's just out there in plain sight. So anywhere and anything, especially when young kids are so into their phones now and they just keep going, he knows what he's doing.
Also, like films can stir up our emotions a lot, and maybe persuade us one way or the other. For example, like maybe someone that's married will see how perfect another couple is, and little do they know it's probably not that perfect, but then they start comparing themselves to this and that instead of coming up with their own
solution
or praying to God about it or asking a godly person for advice.
I hate when people compare themselves to others, because not everybody goes through the same thing. Or
yeah.
Or some people, as I was saying, not everything is so true that you watch or see online, that some people could portray one way online and be different in person.
For sure. I'm guilty of that too. Like I see couples all the time, like even like couple marriage coaches and stuff. I do love to see that, but then I compare it like way too deep and I'm like, well, I need this now. And then, you know, I find myself stepping back and be like, okay, what do I really need? And so I'm lucky to be able to do that, but there's so many people that don't have God and don't have these values.
And talking about couples, you know, with the idolatry, when is that lusting and all that stuff,
lusting,
yes that's hard to do too. Everybody, I feel like
we're human.
Everybody in the world definitely has lusted over somebody, whether you're with someone or not.
It's the fact of like, are you repeating that sin?
Right.
Or are you realizing that maybe we shouldn't be, you know, having these thoughts or drooling over another man? Yeah. We are human. It's bound to happen. But some people literally pride themselves into, like, some people think it's okay to cheat.
Yeah.
A lot of people, porn is huge.
Mm-hmm.
Porn is huge in this world. And it's so sad, because that's, you're literally cheating on your spouse if you watch porn. And I'm going to stand by that. I'm going to say I used to watch porn, and I did that for probably a few years.
And you're cheating on yourself, because you think that you have your cake and eating it too, but then in the end, you're going to be, if you don't have God and everything, you're going to be by yourself. You're not going to have that love from anybody or anywhere.
You're cheating on yourself. You're cheating on your husband or spouse. You're cheating on Jesus Christ.
I was just going to say that.
Literally, if you're allowing yourself to look at another couple having sex, or like,
or thinking about others and lusting, and
it's just, especially like, I don't know, if you're acting upon it too, it's like,
that's even worse.
It is. It's all super bad, but most of the time you are acting on it, if you know. It's such a bad thing to do. You're committing adultery.
And that is God, one of the Ten Commandments, people.
Yes. God says even looking at another woman and lusting over them is committing adultery. So yeah,
even if you're not even doing anything, just looking at the person in that intent way, like with the wrong intentions.
Which we have done, which everyone has done, but if you're not
guilty.
Aware. Right. But if you're not aware of, you know, the fact that you need to repent over that.
Yeah.
Something as little as that may seem, it's not little.
And whether you have God or not, God sees all. So, like, sometimes I know people, even if they don't have God, sometimes people think that, oh, this is hush-hush, nobody knows what I'm doing, or nobody's in on this. God already knows anyway, especially when you are a Christian. Sometimes people just label themselves as Christians but still live life the way they want to.
Oh, yeah,
and
100.
God sees all, and so, like, I'm just going to leave that right there.
Yeah.
God sees you. He's watching.
Yeah. Which takes me to swearing. I feel like, oof, even as a Christian...
Don't get me started.
So many Christians swear, and that's God hates that.
Mm-hmm.
God hates it. So, I've been there. I've been... For a little bit of time in my life, I have swore a lot, but I feel like the majority of my life, thank God, I've always disliked it.
More as an adult, right?
Well, no. I actually only had a small period of my life. We were friends. You probably heard me before, but
I've that seen was, all of you.
That's honestly the only part of my life that I actually indulged in swearing that much.
Yeah.
I always thought it was unladylike. I always felt, you know, a strangeness about swearing.
Yeah.
And little did I know, I'd become a Christian and, like, really despise it.
So growing up, my mom always told me that Jesus doesn't like swears, or, like, you'll get him mad. And obviously I wouldn't want to do that growing up, especially when Jesus is and was, like, our everything. So I actually never swore until the age of 19. People would actually make fun of me in a way sometimes, like in school, like, oh, you don't swear, why didn't you just swear? And I'm just like, because I don't swear, like, I don't know, I just don't want to, which is crazy to me that people look at you weird if you don't swear. I don't know.
I mean, it's sad that's the world today.
It is. And even then, like, up until now, like, I hardly swear. You'll never really find me swearing. The only time you might catch me is if I, like, hurt myself and I'm like, oh, and, like, it just comes out. But automatically, right away after I say it, I pray to God, like, I'm so sorry. Like, I obviously didn't mean it. And it's not like I do it every single day. But there's people that do, like, every other word or every sentence. And I just cringe. Not only because I'm getting older, but because it is true when they say, like, as you're walking with God truthfully and you actually have that relationship with him, nothing in the world is going to be appealing to you anymore. Yeah. So I just always hold on to that.
Yeah, as you should.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, I don't want anyone to think we're trying to be high and mighty by not swearing or this and that.
We still have our days.
We're human, and we're honestly, now that I'm a Christian, I'm the same person as before.
Mm-hmm.
I might not do exactly the same things I used to do, but I have the peace and joy that my heart desires. Mm-hmm. I have no anxiety like I used to have, you know?
Yeah.
And it sucks when, you know, when you have a friend and they're like, oh, yeah, she's different. No, I'm still the same. I'm still Alyssa. I'm the same person. But I'm a better version of my old self. And I have peace and joy.
Yeah, I could tell, too, just by looking at you.
But you knew me both ways,
I knew you.
Too.
I knew all of you. I knew you way, way, way before when you were trying, like, everything. But it's crazy to me when sometimes people, especially, like, if it's a friend or a family member, if you see them finding God and becoming a better version of themselves, that they sometimes could be bitter about it because they're not the person that you used to have. Or whatever the case is, like, they don't have the same interests as you anymore. But, like, you would think that the person would want you to be
a better version of yourself. Yeah.
Right. So if that's the case, then they were never really a friend or cared about you to begin with. Because if anything, especially as women, like, we should want to, like, elevate each other up and be there for one another.
100%.
Yeah.
And if they put you down, they're just showing that they're talking death into your life. There's power in your tongue. There is legit power of life and death in your tongue.
Right.
If you're constantly cursing, putting people down, like, not humbling yourself, just doing the wrong thing, you think God's gonna allow you to have eternal life?
Right.
No, that's the death of your tongue. You need to put life into the world.
You can't even take words back either. So once it's out there, it's out there.
It's kind of the same as if you were to go to a nutritionist. Like, And then that nutritionist is going to say, if you put good foods into your body, you're going to be healthy. You're going to be feeling good. But if you put all these bad foods in your body,
you'll decline.
You're going to decline. Mm-hmm. If everyone in the world thought of like what comes out of your mouth like that,
and
or in your eyes or anything, yeah,
cause anything,
we would be.
Right. Anything you consume, whether it's your eyes, your ears, whatever, mm-hmm. or even stuff that you say, like it comes from your heart. So whatever right. comes out of your heart is what you portray, you know, like what you're putting out there. And that mm-hmm. And the Bible even says to avoid corrupt and unwholesome talks, and you could even find that in Ephesians 4:29, and
which I have right here.
You do. And the speech always reflects your heart, like how I just said. And so you have to use your speech in ways that honor God and glorify him, and you can find that also in James 3 if you don't believe me. Okay.
Look it up, girl.
But I do have a couple verses that would have to do with the heart, since we're on that. And it is, let me just go to it. So the first one is Matthew 15, verse 19. And that says, "For from the heart comes evil thoughts, murder, adultery, all sexual immorality, theft, lying, and slander. These are what defile you." So, I like that. Especially because the word defile just makes it so much more, like...
legit.
Yeah.
It's true. It'll just tear you apart.
Right. And because since it comes within a person's heart, it's the source of, like, all your evils and all the evil and the actions that you do. Yeah. Especially with your attitude. So, as for God, like, he calls for us to have, like, an inner purity and transformation of our heart. And I read something that actually... had to do with something like that, and I actually liked it because of something, so I'll read it first. It says, "As a person thinks in his heart, so is he. How do thoughts get into the heart if that's where reflection is? Through your senses," which is what we said about the eyes and what you listen to and everything.
Right.
"The raw material of our actions is what we take into our mind and allows it to settle in our hearts." So the one part that I actually took that in as was when it said, "As a person thinks in his heart, so is he." So whatever you pull out of your heart is what you are, is what you're...
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, 100%. And that turns back around to senses. I like that, you know, the senses part. Because mm-hmm. God literally gave us all of our senses to do good. And unfortunately, you know, we do have free will. And people abuse that. People turned away from God. People turned to sin. But I really do hope that more people start to realize that we need to use our senses for good. Mm-hmm. And that's how we're going to be able to be good and learn yeah. and dive into God through our senses he gave us, right. you know?
And that's why it's also important of who you surround yourself with, or what you surround yourself in. Because whoever you surround yourself with and everything, like... you never realize how important what you see and what you hear is, or like what gets into your heart until you start talking, and then you're like, oh, okay.
Right.
But you become more of the person of whoever you're hanging around and everything. So you always want to make sure you hang around people who are positive
yeah.
and filled with light.
Yes. And we want to love everyone.
Yeah,
we,
of course.
We love our enemies. We always wish the best for our enemies. And that's what we're called to do, but we don't have to spend all this time with them if they're going to yeah. affect our purity and what we desire in life.
Right.
But we can, and we should, and we must always pray for them.
Must, guys.
We must. We have to reflect Christ, especially as a Christian. We need the values that Christ had, and we really need to push for the purity that he had, and respect ourselves mm-hmm. too, and respect others.
Yeah.
God made us all, like, nobody's better than the other. Let's respect each other with the power of our tongue.
Mm-hmm. And in Proverbs 4, it talks about how you should, like how you were saying about reflecting Christ and everything.
Yeah.
It was basically talking about, like, how to put it out there in your life. So in Proverbs 4:23-26, it says, "To guard your heart above all else, for it determines the course of your life. Avoid all perverse talk. Stay away from corrupt speech. Look straight ahead and fix your eyes on what lies before you. Mark out a straight path for your feet and stay on the safe path. Don't get sidetracked and keep your feet from following evil." So I kind of broke it down for each part that it talked about between like your heart and talking and just your path in general. So like with guarding your heart, you have to protect it because it's the center of your thoughts and your emotions and everything. And also that's where your attitude comes out as right. well. And so then watching your words when they were talking about avoiding all perverse talk. Because the words reflect the state of the heart and how it can influence the people around you, whether they're listening or being the ones to talk it out. And then there's to look straight ahead, to fix your eyes on what lies before you. So stay focused on your goals and the right path. Avoid distractions that could lead you away from wisdom. So that's when the devil tries to slither up in there and distract you.
Yes. I love the path, how when he talks about yes. the path.
So the path, you have to be careful with decisions and actions. Be steadfast in following the path of wisdom. And that's how you can make sure you stay on that righteous course right. And everything. And
we're in control
yeah.
of our own path.
Mm-hmm.
Nobody else can provide our path for us. God is going to provide the path. And if we choose to walk on it or not is our choice.
Right. And it's kind of goes back on that saying where they're like, on your path, your hands are on the plow. And so like when you keep on looking forward, you'll be in that straight path and that straight line. But if you get distracted or turn your head back to look back in the past or whatever the case is, it's going to go bonkers, right? It's going to go like side to side and sway. And so you don't want that to happen. You obviously just want to stay straight and just keep your eyes up and focus on God.
100%, girl.
Mm-hmm.
I have a little scripture right here, too. It's Ephesians 5:4. "Obscene stories, foolish talk, and coarse jokes, these are not for you. Instead, let there be thankfulness to God. You can be sure that no immoral, impure, or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of Christ and of God. For a greedy person is an idolater, worshiping the things of the world."
I like that one.
Yeah.
I
like the obscene stories, foolish talk, and coarse jokes. Because honestly, you know, God is not going to be laughing down
right.
at us if we're talking foolish, if we're saying jokes that are just not life and they're just death coming out of us, you right. know?
Like, I just don't understand how it's beneficial, like, talking like that, or even the swearing, like how we were talking about. I don't understand why it even happens.
It's so not beneficial. It's all from the enemy.
Yeah. Like, really there's is. So many words in the dictionary that you can use that,
well, fortunately, curse words are in the dictionary now.
But before. There's so many other words that you can use. And like, if you're angry, we can see it through your anger that you're mad. You don't have to emphasize on it with the mm-hmm. swear. Like, just speak like
right.
English words mm-hmm. and stuff like that. So it kind of cringes me out, honestly. and that's why I also try not to do it as well. I like the part of the verse where it talks about how you can be sure that no immoral, impure, or greedy person will inherit the kingdom of Christ. So, like, I like, again, the assurance of it all. How you can be sure that no, there won't be any of that.
Right.
And inheriting something is very special. And so to be able to inherit that, especially from God
from
himself.
From the Father of creation.
Creation, yeah.
I love how you always point that out about assurance. I feel like I pick it up on you a lot. Whenever we read scripture, you always point out like the assurance part of it.
I've never really noticed I even did that. But it's funny you say that, because I guess I do that with scripture, but also like in reality when I am talking to friends and whoever, I've been told before that I always see the positive in everything, even if right. something just happens right then and there. People automatically go to the negative, like, oh no, mm-hmm. and start overthinking. But me, I'm just like, yeah, but if you think about it this way,
yeah.
and they've even told me that before, and I was like, oh, I guess I did do that, right. which isn't a bad thing. Hopefully I spread that around everywhere.
You do. I love that. I love how you just let everyone know how sure your God is and how you want them to know that, you know, yeah. how you're trying to help them with that.
Yeah, and it's not like I say Jesus this, Jesus that. It's literally through my actions. So, like, that's why it's so important to walk through life with the light inside of you.
That's a huge part of it.
Yeah.
But the light is what we allow to come in.
Yeah.
It's our choice, guys. And I hope the world can start to make better choices, because I definitely want to have eternal life with my Lord and Savior.
Same. And I feel like some people probably just do the negative stuff, like swearing and all this stuff, because mm-hmm. maybe people around them or they think it's cool mm-hmm. or whatever the case is. But honestly,
Romans 12:2, do not conform to this world.
Wow.
Et cetera.
But it's funny because I actually didn't realize that she was just stating it without looking at it. That's like a huge goal.
That's my favorite verse. I don't memorize a ton of verses. It is definitely goals. But that one, I don't memorize the whole thing, but I know that it's talking about conformity and mm-hmm. how that's one of the hardest things to overcome in this world. It definitely was for me too. Just like, let's not worry about what other people are doing. Let's not conform to this world and what it is.
I feel like it's because they don't want to be rejected either. They feel like they have mm-hmm. to be what the world is to be accepted.
Yeah.
But your rejection is God's protection.
God's protection.
Just remember that.
No, for real, God, you have a Father in heaven that will never reject you like these humans do.
Mm.
You gotta let go and let God. And that will be my tattoo one day.
Oh man.
You know, it's not exactly what we're talking about, but letting go and just surrendering everything to God and yeah. just trusting in his plan is a huge part of getting to this point. Because as soon as you put your full faith in God and you give him all your worries and all everything,
even the temptations and everything,
everything, if you surrender and you just know for sure that God has got you and you believe in his plan, that's going to open the doors up for so many blessings in this world.
Mm-hmm. The devil thought he had me.
'Cause my fear,
he is a liar.
My fear doesn't stand a chance when I
stand in your love. Wow. Okay.
I'm dead.
I can't.
Hey, I missed something when we were talking about like what we look at and stuff. I forgot a scripture, so I'm going to go back to it real quick.
Okay, go ahead.
So it's kind of intense. This is
this one?
Matthew 5:27-30.
Oh, yeah. Okay.
You have heard the commandments that say, you must not commit adultery. But I say, anyone who even looks at a woman with lust has already committed adultery with her in his heart. So if your eye, even your good eye, causes you to lust, gouge it out and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. And if your hand, even your stronger hand, causes you to sin, cut it off and throw it away. It is better for you to lose one part of your body than for your whole body to be thrown into hell. Mm-hmm. That's intense. I do believe he's using a metaphor here mm-hmm. to just tell you, you know, if you do sin, repent and get rid of that hand. Like, don't allow it to do it again. Don't allow that same hand to do things over and over again. And
that's when you have to surrender it all.
Mm-hmm.
Whatever might be your struggles or weaknesses.
For real.
Just to give it all to him.
He uses some harsh words in here, but
I love how he always mic drops.
Yeah. A lot of the times it's metaphors.
But it gets you to think, though.
I think it's he wants us to really know how serious he is on these things, and that's why he uses such strong statements.
And the statements and metaphors that he says, when I read it, I'm like, oh wow, okay, that actually does make sense. That's like, it gets you thinking, and then it maybe has you self-reflect on your heart or yourself on whatever it is that you might be struggling through or going through.
Yeah, he throws the punchline, and I think that sticks.
Oh, that it sticks all right.
It sticks to it sticks more than if he were to be soft on us. Yeah, you know. Yeah. We really need to know there are consequences of our actions.
He's our parent, you know, like he's like your father. So like, mm-hmm. Like growing up when you were doing wrong, whatever, they had to like, not really punish you, you know what I mean? But like they kind of disciplined you.
Discipline. God yeah. surely disciplines
us. And you learn from it and you grow and then you move on and the next one comes and mm-hmm. it just keeps happening. But at the end of the day, you have like his wisdom inside of you, yeah. especially as you read, because reading is a very yeah. important aspect of it. And that's where you'll find all the metaphors and all the craziness. Yes. But it definitely helps you with whatever problems you're going through.
For sure. We have a big choice in this world, in this lifetime. And it's choosing whether to spend the rest of eternity with a loving, forgiving, holy father or the opposite. Mm-hmm. You know, dying.
Right.
And not living good. Mm. But he did give us free will. And so I just pray anyone who's listening or anyone that's trying, even, you know, trying to step into the faith, that you know this, that God does give you free will and he's not going to force you to do anything. But if you ask for a little bit, he's going to give you his hand and he's going to help you. He's going to help you push along as long as he knows that you're being really
genuine.
Yeah, you're being trying. Really genuine about it and yeah. you're putting some effort into it. That's when you're going to get the quickest recovery from who you used to be and just to move forward and get your blessings that he wants you to have.
Mm-hmm.
I love my Jesus.
Amen.
I love it. I love him. And yeah. People might say that's not fair because they might say, like, how could a God send you to hell or this and that? But why would God allow you to live with him for eternity if that's not what you desire and that's what you, like, lived your whole earthly life against?
Mm-hmm.
So he's not going to force you to live with him for eternity if that's not where what your heart wants. And so that's kind of, I feel like a lot of non-believers ask that question.
Yeah. And
so there you have it. He's not going to force you. It's up to you guys.
Did you want to say your little testimony thing?
Oh, yeah.
From today?
Yes. Yeah, I had a little cool blessing today happen. So I was at my daughter's dance class, and there's this other mom that I talk to sometimes, and she has some health issues she showed me about. Haven't really talked to her too much. But today, while we were waiting for our kids, she was sitting right next to me. And while I was working on studying for the podcast and whatnot, these thoughts ran through my head saying, ask her if she wants me to pray.
Mm-hmm.
Ask her if she needs some prayer. Whether it be like right in that moment or like in my prayers at home. But I wasn't listening to that voice in my head. And I was trying to gain up the courage as time went by. I'm like, I think I can do it, you know?
when Jesus wants you to do something, like at least for me, like I feel like a kick on the inside and mm-hmm. like I can't let go of it or stop thinking about it. So that's how yeah. I know. But yeah. I feel like being a new believer and stuff like that, I feel like it's mm-hmm. hard to just do that because obviously you don't want to be rejected.
Right. But the urge was strong. That's how you yeah. know it's coming from God, right. too. It's like the urge was strong. And I was working my way to get there. And then all of a sudden she looks over and sees some scripture in my notepad. And I didn't have much in that notepad. And she wasn't even that close. But she peeked over and she was like, ooh, fellow Christian. And I'm just like, what? Who would have thunk? I had no idea this girl was a Christian. I always admired her demeanor and everything. But we just connected on that and started talking about it. And I told her how I had these thoughts in my head. And she was like, wow, that's crazy. And we exchanged like social media. And later in the day, she reached out to me and just, you know, thanked me for saying that to her and offering to pray. And she told me that she personally feels like that was God answering her own prayers.
Yeah, yeah.
She didn't really elaborate on that, but I believe maybe she's been praying to have, you know, more Christian people in her life.
Kinda or like how you,
for prayers.
Kind of like how you were.
I've been praying for God to link me up with new Christian people, friends and, you know, anyone.
And seeing you were just being yourself, doing what you would probably normally do, which is like obviously reading and studying and stuff like that. Mm-hmm. So like the fact that she was there at that time, she saw you doing that. You were just being yourself. It's not like you like...
Yeah.
We're like, do you love Jesus? Like, you know, like yeah. those people that just randomly go up to you.
Yeah.
So I feel like that's cool, too. I think that was also an answer to you as well.
Yeah.
And it, like, kind of planted the seed in a way, because now she knows that you are a Christian and read and everything. Now maybe you guys could have conversations and you guys could.
Yeah. We talked about, like, linking up and maybe having a play date and this that. I truly do believe that was God's work and God answering both of our prayers. It was a really beautiful thing. It was really cool.
Sorry, I got excited for you.
I mean, we don't normally sit right next to each other. Just like, I don't know. It was just
you must have been writing big or something. Like how she
not really. I don't even know how she saw it. My handwriting is small, and I was at a distance, so I don't know.
Well, yours is a lot smaller than mine. I was trying to save paper.
But yeah, that's a little testimony of today. I thought it was beautiful how God just worked in our lives today. I wanted to cry when I got that message because I didn't know it affected her that way.
And now that you've encountered that, imagine how many more times it could be encountered. Like whenever you get the urge and stuff like that, mm-hmm. like don't hesitate, especially if it is from God and you feel that constantly happening. It's important to just do it. Just like how we could tell our friends or family, like, whenever they come up to us and say, oh, I just want to get down on my knees and pray, like, just do it. Like, don't even think about it. Because then you never know what blessing you could be blocking if you don't do it. You know what I mean?
For sure.
So, yeah.
For sure. And how crazy is it that I got the urge to do that for a fellow believer?
And I kind of
that's crazy.
Well, it's not like you knew that she was, I guess.
That's what I'm saying.
But
like,
it's crazy because I know your thing for this year, too, is, like, you want to be stronger in your prayers and stuff. And, like, sometimes you... Mm-hmm. are nervous to do it out loud or not knowing if you're gonna like brain fart, you know what I mean? And so I feel like with that, I feel like he's also pushing you out to like do it, like kind of stepping out in faith and just praying. Because like imagine if you were just gonna pray for her right then and there, he would have obviously given you the words, but like
I think I would have done it too because I felt that strong urge. But there was a lot of like kids after and commotion. But I definitely will be keeping her in my prayers and hopefully I made a new cool connection.
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah. So since you're on a roll of praying, you want to pray?
Sure. Let's close in prayer. Dear Heavenly Father, I just thank you that we're able to be here today, and touch on this topic. I thank you for the senses that you have given us in this life. And I pray that, we use them for the good and the good only, and also to see anything bad that comes through as, you know, as harmful. And I pray that anyone listening today just can get influenced by everything we talked about and understand what our senses are supposed to be used for naturally through you. I pray all of this in the name of your Son, Jesus Christ. Amen.
Amen. Now here is our little hymn. Here you go.
What you let in through your eyes will work its way inside. The eye is the lamp of the body. And we want to tell everybody. Let the light in, turn away from sin, receive the joy from Him, and let your life begin. What you let in through your eyes will work its way inside. The eye is the lamp of the body.
Thank you guys so much for joining our podcast today, and we hope that you join again. If you guys have any questions or topic ideas, feel free to comment below, or you can message us through Instagram. We are Caffeinated Faith 1.
And also, if you guys would like to worship with us or are trying to find like a home church if you're in Rhode Island, we are at Saving Grace Worship Center in North Providence. We're usually there on Sundays at 10:30 and Wednesdays for prayer and a word at 6:30. We welcome you to subscribe to our YouTube page on Spotify, on Apple, called Caffeinated Faith. You can also find us on Instagram, which is Caffeinated Faith 1, or Facebook, Caffeinated Faith.